Oj, pa boš ti, ko boš velik.
Jedrski fizik.
Pa ti?
Genska inženirka.
O, kako zanimivo. Kaj pa ti?
Jaz bom pa biolog.
Biolog? Kaj pa dela biolog?
Bilo kaj.
Katedra za biologijo. Oddaja o bilo čem za bilo koga. Približevanje zelene celice. V premierni ediciji katedre za biologijo se bomo sprehodili po tanki meji med znanostjo in umetnostjo. Sintezo eksaktnega in abstraktnega smo spremljali v četrtek, 11. januarja, ko se je v galeriji Kapelica odvijal dogodek Friški bar številka 6. V prijetnem klubskem vzdušju smo spremljali pogovor o zadnjem projektu bioumetnice doktorice Špele Petrič, naslovljen Nenavadna srečanja, metafizika alge in karcinom. K pogovoru, ki nas je popeljal v skrite kotičke sveta rastlin, je avtorica povabila soustvarjalca omenjenega projekta, nizozemskega biologa Rolanda van Dierendonka ter italijanskega raziskovalca z področja biotehnologije Friderika Muffata. Pogovor je povezovala pisateljica in publicistka Mojca Kumrdej. Nenavadna srečanja so tretji del serije Soočanje z rastlinskim drugim. Špela Petrič želi z raziskovalno-umetniškim delom prikazati rastline kot človeku enakovredno obliko življenja, brez katere si našega obstoja ne moremo predstavljati. Znotraj omenjene serije ustvarja situacije, v katerih na različne načine prihaja do stika med rastlino in človekom. Prisluhnimo, kaj je o projektu Soočanje z rastlinskim drugim povedala avtorica.
The idea of these, this confronting vegetal otherness opus, which I would actually change the name after these couple of years, I wouldn't use confronting. It's the idea is to look at the various ways of interactions between humans and plants on different levels of complexity or organization. So one is to look at how plant species and human as a species interact through time. And there can be easily this inversion of who is using who, right? Because you can always say that agricultural plants, on one hand, allow to be cultured by humans to be spread around the world. There's a big conflict on the level of the human identity, entity, you know, this individual. So I did a couple of like phytoterotology and scotopoiesis falls into that level of organization. And then this one is really about bringing together plant species and a human that would somehow equally be considered as material.
Nenavadno srečanje se torej odvija na mikroskopski ravni med celicami zelenih alg in celicami raka. Agresivni karcinom predstavlja nenasitnega človeka, ki brez obzira na ostalo življenje spreminja okolje sebi v prid. Alga po drugi strani predstavlja nebogljeno rastlino. Večina nas na rastline gleda kot nad stvari, ki so nezmožne posebnega zaznavanja sveta okoli sebe, kot nekakšen stroj, ki prek fotosinteze producira biomaso za našo uporabo. Temu seveda ni tako, čeprav na nivoju celice velja, da smo ljudje in rastline dve popolnoma različni obliki življenja. Zavedati se moramo, da je razvoj vseh živalskih vrst potekal ob boku z razvojem rastlin. Drug drugemu smo se prilagajali v procesu koevolucije. Primer tega procesa je odnos med zajcem in deteljo. V ugodnih pogojih se detelja bujno razrašča po travnikih, velika količina detelja ugodno vpliva na populacijo zajcev. Veliko več zajcev pa tako predstavlja velik pritisk na deteljo. Sčasoma začne rastlina proizvajati hormon, ki zmanjša reprodukcijski potencial živali, kar jo omogoči ponovno razraščanje. Glede na nekatere znanstvene teorije naj bi se na podoben način usporedno s psihoaktivnimi snovmi razvila tudi človeška kognicija. Ljudstva, ki so v sožitju z naravo živela pred več tisoč leti, so morda bolje razumela zeleno življenje okoli nas. Z razvojem človeške družbe smo, vedno bolj oddaljeni od narave, pozabili na modrosti naših prednikov. Tako danes s pomočjo znanstvenih metod ponovno odkrivamo skrivnostno in nenavadno življenje rastlin. Tako je ena izmed fascinantnih lastnosti, ki se je marsikdo izmed nas ne zaveda, komunikacija, ki poteka med rastlinami. Ker je ne moremo razumeti z našimi čutili, so njena sporočila znana le znanosti. Za krajšo razlago načina rastlinske komunikacije prisluhnimo Rolandu van Dierendoku.
Like I said, the interesting thing about plants is that for centuries people saw plants as motionless creatures. But in recent years, they've been found that plants actually share signals. For example, when there's drought, when there's a lack of water, plants can signal to neighboring plants that they have to turn on a different pathway, a sort of kind of plant reaction to survive. And they did this experiment where they had two plants, because plants can communicate both via air, via volatiles, that are flying through the sky, but also via their roots, like via this fungi system, the mycorrhizae, which inspired the term wood white web. And they did this experiment where you have where they put two plants and they made sure they could not contact via the air. And they, I think it was a water shortage on one side, and they saw that it translated what to do to survive to the other plant. So basically, they made sure that it was not the roots touching, but it were the mycorrhiza, and they found that there was some kind of signaling. And this is what's happening a lot now. People are finding new kind of senses and new ways of communication that plants have that were not apparent before. So we're basically discovering how complex and also alien their lifestyle or life form.
Rastlinska komunikacija temelji na izmenjavanju kemijskih spojin prek zraka ali korenin. Izraz Wood Wide Web se namreč v procesu imenovanem mikoriza nanaša na podtalno povezovanje rastlin preko simbiotskih gliv. Glive, ki preraščajo najtanjše dele korenin, tako imenovane koreninske laske, se v tleh medsebojno povežejo, kar posredno poveže tudi rastline in omogoča izmenjavo kemijskih signalov. Evolucijsko ozadje tega zanimivega procesa nam razloži Frederik Mufata.
Well, first of all, there is a competition in the soil, because we think about pathogens and symbionts, or say, or microorganisms can survive related to, as just two extremes. Whenever there's a shade, there's shades of different relations that can happen, and based on the situation, and that's why also it's very difficult to understand what actually is going on, to bring it into a laboratory. It is a very reduced environment. It's very not representative of what is happening there and then study. What happens is that plants versus plants, plants and organisms can communicate mostly with chemical communication. And sometimes this happens that This is the same chemical communication that happens when a pathogen tries to, destroy the plant. Like you have these mushrooms or fungi, like oidium, that is this white powder you see on zucchini plants sometimes. And what they do is that they get inside of the cell and they create an invagination of the membrane. So basically, they invade. And they are allowed to do so because they can chemically communicate and kind of prevent the plant to respond to them. But sometimes, and this is the beauty of evolution, things happen and don't go as the pathogen would expect. And this attack actually is transformed. So the plant is able to, let's say, dodge the attack and use the force of the attack to do something else. And this actually would happen at the level of the roots, where mycorrhizae, they formerly is thought that they were microorganisms that were attacking, and the plants actually harnessed and enslaved them for their good. At the same time, the fungi get something out of it. They get food, and the plants, they compensate for abilities they don't have. And this interaction allowed them to survive much better. But mostly is chemicals. And that's basically why we're so limited, because our senses are not made to actually perceive these chemicals. So today we have science, luckily.
Projekt Nenavadna srečanja je zanimiv tudi zaradi pristopa ustvarjalcev, ki so se dela lotili brez predhodnih pričakovanj. Pristop k raziskavi brez dodelanih hipotez je v znanosti le malo kdaj uporabljen. Spontan način dela pa lahko pripelje do zanimivih rezultatov. Predstavitev zaključkov glede na rezultate brez vnaprej postavljenih hipotez pa je temu bioumetniškemu delu dodaten pomen, kot ga je v zaključnih mislih pogovora predstavil Roland van Dierendonck.
There's this other thing which I find interesting. As a biologist, when I was working in the lab, sometimes, we worked, for example, with worms. So we were poisoning the worms because, we wanted to investigate the effect of tobacco on the growth of these worms. When you're doing this out of science, because you have to research this, you have to publish about it, or I was a student, you have to make a student article. Anyway, it's about you have this research granted and you do it, and you don't, in a way, you take yourself out of the equation. It's like you're putting yourself, you're external to the thing you're doing. You're more like a robot in the lab. Whereas what we're doing now, also because it's not based from a scientific research question, but more from an artistic research, the whole relationship you have with the thing you're doing in the lab is completely different from what I'm used to, because normally you're only thinking about practical stuff, you make a list of what you want to do, you think about working sterile, and basically you're just thinking outside the lab, you go into the lab, do the thing, and then the whole relationship to what you're doing and like the ideas you have about it are way different, because this is way more, I mean, like Spela said, it's not really clear why we're doing what we're doing, but that's also the reason why we're doing it.
Nenavadno srečanje alge in karcinoma je tudi srečanje znanosti in umetnosti. Sinergija obeh dejavnosti je lahko nekakšna gonilna sila za njun nadaljni razvoj. Z vidika znanosti takšni projekti odpirajo nova drzna vprašanja, ki se znotraj klasičnega znanstvenega raziskovanja ne bi pojavila. Prav tako je lahko bioumetnost kanal za širjenje znanja o živem svetu okoli nas. Za zaključek naj povemo še, da se je performativni del projekta odvil v galeriji Kapelica pretekli četrtek. Čeprav je avtorica sama dogodek označila za nespektakularen, se je v laboratoriju na Kersnikovi zbralo veliko število ljudi, kar kaže na zanimanje širše javnosti za to vrstne dogodke. S celicami se je družil vajenec Gregor. Katedra za biologijo.